listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about holding fast to the true word. I want to read to you from Psalm 119, verses 141 and 142, where we read this. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. The writer of Psalm 119 was a confident man. Yet even so, he knew that sometimes others had little regard for him. He wrote, I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. The psalmist felt insignificant, both in his own estimation, he said he was small, and in the estimation of others, he said, I'm despised. Yet he found comfort and strength in remembering the word of God. We think of other people who have been small and despised in the Bible. Young men like David, you can find that in 1 Samuel 16, and older men like Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says that Paul was despised. Yet they found courage in God, and they understood God by his word. It also shows us that the psalmist would not neglect God's word when he was depressed or downcast. Small and despised doesn't feel good, yet he still remembered God's word when he felt this way. It's common to run away from precisely what we need when we feel small and despised. We're also assured that these were actual words from the psalmist and not merely his way of projecting humility. He wasn't the type to say, see how humble I am. No, he genuinely felt small and despised. But he didn't continue to look at himself. He continued by saying, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. The psalmist confidently stated the everlasting character of God's righteousness. He is righteous and will not change. What God is, he will always be. Connected to that, he proclaimed that this unchanging God has given us a word, here he calls it your law, a word that is truth. You see, that phrase, your law is truth, makes us remember the conversation between Jesus and Pontius Pilate. Jesus said this, for this cause I was born, and for this cause I've come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Then Pilate's cynical reply, as recorded in John chapter 18, was this. What is truth? You see, for Pontius Pilate, soldiers and armies were truth. Rome was truth. Caesar was truth. Political power was truth. Yet Jesus knew what truth was while Pilate was still seeking. Jesus knew perfectly what the psalmist also knew. Your law is truth. This is especially meaningful in a day when relativism has a stronghold in the everyday thinking of people. It's common for people today to think that there's no such thing as real truth. There's only your truth, and my truth, and their truth. Western society used to believe that truth was that which directly related to reality. Now, truth is often held to be what makes sense or is helpful only to me individually. The late Christian philosopher Francis Schaeffer used to promote the idea of true truth. His concept was that the biblical message is valid fundamentally, apart from how anyone receives it, or apart from how it may work in someone's life. You see, Francis Schaeffer knew what the psalmist knew, and he knew what you can know today. You can say to God, your law is truth. Accept the truth of God's word, live in it today, and you'll find blessing in that.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.